Chapter 3 Morgan, standing there grinning in the sunshine on the jailhouse steps. He's a tall, kind of goofy-looking black kid with a lazy smile, sleepy eyes, and a frizzed-out mid-length afro. About Jesus's age, but he could pass for 5 years younger. Terrific drummer. He's wearing knee-length Bermuda shorts, battered sneakers, and a loose white tee. Morgan watches Jesus coming shakily down the steps, a bloody paper towel pressed into his nose. Shit, he says. What the fuck you gone and gotten into now? Tell Morgan? Nah, most people had more trouble than JC with forgiving stuff. I got into an argument with a couple of guys. No biggie. I left a couple of bucks on the nightstand, man. Did you get some breakfast? Hot dog. A hot dog? Jesus says. You should have some fruit in the mornings, Morgs. A little melon, grapefruit, something like that. You gotta take better care of yourself. Yeah, yeah. I ain't the one standing here with my damn nose looking like a fucking horror movie. Hey, Jesus stops and turns around, lifting the paper towel off his nose. Look at that. Stopped bleeding already. They're on a busy street corner in Midtown, New York City rush hour, no one paying any attention to the tall, blonde, white guy with the busted face talking with the skinny black kid. Yeah, real slick. You're looking good. Anyway, Jesus says, how'd you get the bail money? Morgan looks down, kicking his heels. Morgs, Jesus says slowly. I pawned Daisy down at Harvey's. You fucking what? What else was I gonna do? Leave you in there so everyone could have their turn beating on you? Oh, man, Jesus says, striding off. Harvey's, the pawn shop they favored on the Lower East Side. Glass cases of jewelry, bracelets, earrings, and necklaces, and watches, the Rolex, Cartiers, and Pateks that once belonged to those who had risen fast in this fast city, but who had fallen even quicker and harder. You can find anything from an amethyst-encrusted snuff box to a .357 Magnum in Harvey's. Jesus, moving quickly through the aisles, heading towards the musical instruments section at the back of the place, Morgan following. They can see Harvey leaning on the counter reading the sports pages, a cup of coffee steaming beside him. Harvey looks up as they come up the three stairs that separate this section from the rest of the store. Hey, JC, he says. Had a feeling I'd be seeing you before too long. Your boy here told me you were in a jam, so I cut him a real sweet deal. How much, Harvey? $5.50. Jesus's jaw drops as he turns to Morgan. You pawned Daisy for $550? Come on, man, Harvey says. I wouldn't get more than a thou for her if I put her up for sale. Market's dead right now. Bail was only 500. I still got 50 bucks left, Morgan says, pulling out some bills. Oh, great, Jesus says flatly. Harvey laughs. Hey, seeing as it's you guys, I'll hold her a few days past when the ticket's due. Give you a little more time to get the dough together. No, Jesus sighs. Hang on. He starts unlacing his sneaker. You know, Harvey, usury and all that, you're going to have a hard time getting in upstairs. Yeah, you're killing me, Harvey says. Jesus pulls the sneaker off, a battered Converse with the words Modest Mouse written in black felt tip along the white edging of the soles. His feet don't smell too good. You know, JC, the man don't retail secondhand sportswear, Morgan says. Funny, Jesus says, feeling inside the sneaker. He pulls out the filthy, crumpled roll of bills. Ben! Harvey shouts. Almost immediately, a kid's head pops around the door leading to the private part of the pawn shop. Go get the man's guitar. It's the Gibson, the 68 SG. Where the hell you get that? Morgan asks. I've been saving it. For tonight. See, son? Harvey says to Morgan, nodding towards the roll of bills. There are the benefits of hanging out with our Lord. Always carrying. Harvey, like most folk they hung around, knew J.C.'s story and routinely mocked it. Not that it bothered J.C. in the slightest. "Yeah, right," Morgan says. "That's why we live in the good life. Standing here in a goddamn pawn store." Morgan also thought his friend's claim to be the son of God was a total crock. But the guy never preached about it, just routinely did the right thing, which was way harder than it sounded. Motherfucker was cool, though. Unfucking flappable. Hell of a singer and guitar player, too. Morgan had an uncle who'd been convinced he was Alexander Graham Bell in a previous life, always talking about when he came up with the telephone. So Morgan figured, shit, whatever gets you to sleep at night, man. Dude ain't hurting no one. "Now listen," Jesus says, turning back to face Harvey. "Help me out here, Harv. We got stuff we gotta get for Chris's party tonight. Guy's turning 30 and all." "Yeah, yeah," Harvey says, counting out that greasy money.